Justin Simmons era. Who's the next to go? And Iron Mike versus Jake Paul? All on a cap clearing. Other sports talk radio shows fearing. Throwback Thursday edition of the program. Let's go.
Let's go, ladies.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What do, baby?
Are you kidding me?
With the 98th pick in the 2016 draft, the Denver Broncos select Justin Simmons, defensive back, Boston College.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, best time to play. Great weather, and it's all about the ball, man.
Rookie kicker.
Simmons blocked it.
Smith gets hit as he throws, and it's picked off. It's picked off by Justin Simmons, and down the sideline he goes.
Tremendous play.
And I'll take with me the memory. Yeah, man, I'll tell you, Justin Simmons.
It's hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Well, it is. One of the losingest players in the history of the National Football League. Well, who are the losingest players in the history? I'm sure there's 100 more losing players, but usually if you're a loser on a bad team, a good player on a bad team.
What about Barry Sanders?
You're moved on. Yeah, Barry's played 10 years. Justin Simmons played 8 years. Who lost more?
You know what I mean? Who did Simmons get a playoff game under his belt?
Listen, when your best player, which he was for a couple, a year or two, when your best player, one of your best players is a safety like that, it's the worst possible thing.
It's a recipe for not success.
It's embarrassing. $14 million for that? Give me Caden Stearns and give me all these just dudes. I would never pay a safety that much. It's not that he's not worth it. Listen, Ring of Famer? Oh, shoot.
I got this one, Danny. No way.
Alex, Ring of Famer? You look pretty dapper today.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, he is. Yep.
He's a Ring of Famer.
I'd say so. One of the best safeties in the league the past 8 years.
So
Pro Bowls,
Ed McCaffrey.
All pros. Ed McCaffrey should be a Ring
of
Famer.
Not a Ring of Famer.
He should be. You got Lynch in there. You got like Tom Nealon in there. Yeah,
Mark
Jackson's
Simmons
not is definitely
a Ring of Famer.
A Ring of Famer.
Hey, Jackson. Ugh.
Simmons for what? Just for accumulating a lot of statistical.
If we had like a second ring,
for being
a
one
second
of the
loop,
best players in the league.
Yeah.
Maybe like down the concourse, we'll put a big picture of you, really fancy picture thing.
Like,
and remember that. And then when I walk by that part of the concourse, I'll remember.
Oh, I like it.
I'll remember that night in May when the stars were bright above.
So there's the Ring of Honor, right? And then, like, Simmons would be in the Ring of Honorable Mention.
Ring of Honorable Mention.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't take
Mark
credit
Jackson's
for that.
Mark Jackson's in the Ring of Honorable Mention.
Yes.
The Ring of Honorable Mention. That's it.
So there's the
Lynch
red.
Is in, Simmons should be a slam dunk.
There's the blue ribbon, right?
Lynch was part of a winner. They
Winners.
Went to an AFC championship.
AFC championship.
Yeah,
he
brother.
Was here 4 years.
Yeah, he won some games around here back then. We're winners.
Okay, so Lynch is a good exception to the rule, but do you have a
safety?
Lot? Do you got more exceptions?
It's like a unicorn.
Or are most of the guys in the Ring of Fame pretty famous? Nalen's the other one?
I mean, there's a couple. And then
you don't think John Lynch, with his body of work pre and then now his general managership, the body of work doesn't really reveal him as a Broncos Ring of Famer? That word reveal.
Actually, the real word that mattered most.
Oh, not deserve. Reveal. Yeah.
I don't like it as much as you do.
Yes.
The key word that was for me was Broncos. Alex's point is he only played four seasons here. Those better have been four magical, magical seasons. They were pretty good, right? But the best thing you can offer is an AFC Championship appearance.
Well, were you a big part of a winner? Yeah, he was.
Circle goes to the square over there with the buttons.
He was a big part of a winner. Was Justin Simmons a big part of a winner?
Well, he did a big part of Luther.
Well, they
would have lost a lot more without him.
Yeah. Listen, Justin Simmons, I appreciate your body of work. You are a great Bronco. You are great in the community. All the stuff that does matter to me. But there's no way in hell.
You like cheaters. You don't like community guys.
There's no way in hell we can pay you $14.5 million to come back here next year, even if you do pick off Patrick Mahomes in every single game you play against him.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He's had most interceptions in the NFL since he's came in the league.
He's had?
As a safety with 30.
As a 2016.
More than anybody else.
A lot of teams throw in the Broncos though because they're pathetic losers in his time.
That's fair.
Right?
I mean, let's be fair. Eight seasons he's had here a chance to play in one playoff game. Alex said it earlier.
There's no outcry. Not one, not two. Hey, there's no outcry for they should have kept him.
Right. Well, I mean, now what are they going to do at safety
Zach
now?
Seegers goes, and he's cute.
PJ Locke's a free agent.
Zach Seegers is cute because he's about to turn 21 or whatever. And he's like, no trade? This is the best you can do? No restructure? Bro, no trade? If there was a trade partner,
we'd take it.
Nobody is paying him $14 million to play.
Is that Zach Seeger's the same one who thinks Jerry Jeudy's like the greatest on earth?
Yes. Okay. I love Zach.
They should have traded him at the deadline.
Listen, I really do appreciate Zach. He did some hard work around here.
That must be
sweet.
But
that's just like, you know, you got to go. When he's 30 or 40, then he'll realize,
dang,
probably can't pay
back
that.
Back in my 20s, I really liked some crappy receivers. mid overpaid safeties.
Cody and
mid, you like that?
Yeah, Cody loves Jeudy too, right? Does he still love Jeudy? Is he still hanging out with Jeudy?
I don't know. I asked Zach Seegers about his love for Jeudy, and you guys make fun of it. He had no idea what you guys were talking about.
Seegers?
Yeah.
Damn.
I saw him at the basketball on Saturday.
Well, thanks for asking. Thanks for bringing that up. I love that.
He's like, I have no idea what you're talking
about. That's
pretty.
Well,
okay. I'll do a little research in the break.
Yeah, you better. You hit that search bar, player.
It's tough, you know, when these guys are tweeting 30 things a day to really go back through it. It's easy to go through Danny's tweets. I can go through 30 months worth.
That's pretty funny.
What was that?
Where are you at on Twitter?
I'm at Coach GTV, baby. The one and only. The one that puts together the Colorado Youth Football Invitational with help from guys like Becker and Archuleta.
Speaking of Alex, a high school legend around here, a Chassa icon. What's your Twitter?
A Becker Sports.
It's that same one?
That's the one, man. Okay. Hit it up.
I actually got to it's been so long. I got to go hit that forgot handle button.
Right.
And then they're going to send it to my email, and then I got to do a new code and then come back with something new. No, I'm at Tweet Danny on Twitter still.
Most of people can do the face ID, but not Danny because he's got that, like, you know, the Stiggy, the big Stiggy.
I got that lazy eye like Kobe. We got that little lazy, but it makes us get a little charisma.
Kobe was the opposite
of lazy.
Profile. Except for that one eye.
Okay. So what made you clean your act up today, Alex? I like that. You're looking good.
I got some games right after, and I want to look good.
Is that what you wear for a game usually?
Sometimes.
What's your usual
game attire?
One.
I mean, you know, you're on press row for this one, so it's a little bigger deal.
I get the NFL.
I love that.
Instead of sitting up atop the bleachers amongst the parents and stuff. Yeah, but, a little collar, you know, a little jeans.
Clean.
We got a multi-camera shoot going
not
today?
Not the tie.
What do we got?
Just the single. But it's the final four, so I'm stoked.
Two games today or four games today?
Two.
One boys, one girls?
Six tomorrow. No, both 5A boys today. So, yeah.
Should we pick them right now?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Maybe later.
I got tons of analysis.
We got to get to break on time.
As usual.
Thanks for being with us, guys. 303-831-1340. The hotline as well as the text line. It's 98.1 FM and 107.5 HD3. You can stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Appreciate the interaction, the participation. Get at us. Good day to do so.
Here's one. Here's one right here. It says, Jerry period Judy. Respect that man. Who's the handle on that? It's from 2022, but...
You know what? Hold on. Like that right now.
I don't know. I don't want to like
it. Was he talking about how he wins against
like
zone
that,
coverage?
Then he'll know we got him.
Got you, Seegers.
If you like that... Shoot. Do you know what? You should like that and just tag me. Just go to respond and tag me. That's it.
There's a Mile High Sports post right here. We'll read that one
Justin
out loud, Danny.
Simmons and PS2 share what makes Jerry Judy so special by Zach Seegers.
Hey. Sorry, buddy.
I don't know.
Shoot.
Now I'm seeing why we had to send you down to the minors in Chassa.
Take that for data.
What?
He's got Brett Rippin and Jerry Judy stats
Goodness.
Over here.
Good Jerry Judy. That was of this last year. That was just of this year.
Sorry.
Well, listen.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Zach, we keep receipts. Okay?
Hey, when it comes to Jerry Judy, we don't believe. Okay? We don't believe. You believe? We don't believe.
He don't believe. Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, our guy Alex Becker. On a throwback Thursday edition of the program. Who's this?
Soul Kid number one.
I was going to guess Soul Kid number four. Dang it.
Yeah. It's Mile High Sports. Oh, yeah. That's right. Who's this?
Charlie Boy.
All right. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. It's 10:17 a.m. in the Mile High City. The sun was kind of breaking through, but then I told Kyle, hey, Jeff is out on Friday. You want to come in? I don't know. It's probably going to be snowing or something.
And how am I going to get there if it snows?
You're the biggest sissy cat.
Yeah.
He's the biggest sissy cat of all time. You know?
Has he not lived in Colorado his whole life? Like, bro, it snows like, here. Dude. It does snow here.
I don't know. And the weird thing is, like, even though he expects that anyways, I could offer him, like, we'll go to get one of those lunch specials at the Carajo. We'll get you a lunch special, we'll like the Riano plate, and I'll get you a margarita. You know? And then he still won't want to do it.
Who? He's like, you don't know me. You don't know who I am.
That's pretty good.
Becker was there. Yeah, you bailed, and I wasn't in that day or something.
Sorry, player.
It was just Becker and Barry.
Yeah.
The Becker and Barry show.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings on your drive.
Guy's
Becker
dangerous,
and
man.
Barry, things are about to get hairy.
And then they did.
They did. The lady just comes by and goes, shut up. Just shut up.
He's being way too loud. I will say that. Like, yeah.
You can't be that loud in public. You got to calm down. You're talking too loud. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut
That's
up.
That's pretty funny.
Anyway.
Okay.
You excited when Kirk Cousins signs here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because aren't they clearing cap space? They got to be able to pay some dude, right?
Well,
why are
they
clearing so much space?
All the things that you will be lacking or missing, the holes, you know, so to speak, could be covered up by a great quarterback play. We know Kirk Cousins will come here and throw 30 touchdowns next year and against 10 picks, but Russ just did
that. That's what Russ just did. We talked about that.
Russ just did that.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
I like how he got three touchdowns against the Chiefs in a huge win, right, where they snapped a streak. And then you look at the rest of the line, and I don't even think he got 200 yards passing. It's like, oh.
Yeah, but if he could finish big plays like that.
No doubt.
Like Garoppolo.
Well, there was interceptions.
Garoppolo throws
short
for
drives.
200 yards a game or less, you know, 180, but wins games. You know, just finds a way to win games.
Well, you can go get Garoppolo right now for a pretty good deal, I imagine, compared to
Kirk
Cousins.
Oh, I don't want Garoppolo. You need more than that to win big picture. And Kirk Cousins is just enough quarterback where we Broncos fans or football fans could blindly talk themselves into. Now with the third franchise and 10 years into the league, he's going to align the stars and get it all figured out. We're desperate. Desperate times call for desperate measures. If I wasn't so desperate if I was that old proud Broncos fan back in the day, I'd roll my eyes at Kirk Cousins, say we could do so much better than that. And really, I would know deep down in my heart and soul that he wouldn't be good enough to really win at a high level. And if you believe it in your heart, how can you be wrong?
People are shocked out there, shocked and appalled, shocked that Simmons is gone, and shocked that they couldn't find a trade partner for him. Why couldn't they find a trade partner for him, Danny?
Well, no one's going to take on the contract. It's all about the money.
Because he's overpaid.
So, because he's overpaid at this point of his career. Accomplished, yeah, super accomplished. But
minus the wins.
Well, we will see when he signs with, give me a contending team, Alex. Give me a...
Philadelphia.
Philly? Okay.
How about the Houston Texans?
Do you know, Philly's a great one. I love that one. The Texans? Sure. If you're chasing money, the Texans will pay him... 3 years, $30 million, 2 years of the 10 each is guaranteed, team option the last year. And do you know what? 8.5 or 9 is really the magic number. That's the kind of player he is right now. He's still very valuable and serviceable. Could be the missing piece, put you a playoff team over the hump.
What about Baltimore Ravens?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they've went, you know, Elvis Dumerville, they like to homegrown, but they'll go bring some guys over too. That'd be a good fit. But so if he goes to a team like that, though, they want to pay him $7 million or $8 million. And he's made a lot of money. So, you know, what are you going to do here? But that's just the reality of the player who he really is now. And it's all about the money, you know? It's all about the money, money, money.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this. Shoot. I thought you were going way back. All about the Benjamins, baby.
I was, too. I don't do Diddy anymore stuff.
Oh,
ever
well,
since the whole...
It doesn't stop Diddy from doing stuff.
Whoa. Whoa.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Is Rome back on the air yet?
War clones. Listening to our show because Jim Rome is on sick leave.
War bums using empty French fry containers as mittens.
That's the worst.
That's
one
of my favorite ones. War bums using empty pizza boxes as briefcases.
Nice.
Don't get me going on the war bums.
Yours are just all objects of, you know, inanimate
stuff
objects.
That bums do.
Mine are like yours beautifully deep.
No, they're not. Like yeah, deep
war
like
bums.
Jack Handy deep.
War bums filing for an extension on their taxes.
That's like
bums don't
that
do
is so
taxes
funny.
Though.
Gosh.
Bums don't do taxes.
Like,
or even pay tax on stuff.
Like, Steve Harvey's going to be telling that joke in like 3 weeks. He stole my
stuff line for line, bar for bar.
That's pretty funny. Okay, so further on in the Simmons stuff, go to who's next? Do we go? We did a little
Courtland's
legacy
next.
Stuff. Courtland's next?
Courtland's next. He already scrubbed his site. He scrubbed his Twitter.
Once you scrub, that means your agent, we're so far off. The number, you know, we come back at what number was it? Their agent, you know.
Puts a piece of paper on the table and signs
it
over.
No, we're at 14 right now. Let's come back with the new deal of some upfront money and then an average of 10 or 11. And the Broncos just like, no, we're so too far off. We're thinking 6 million, 5 or 6. And we'll give it to you for 3 years. We'll, you know, just like whatever. He's just like, now the money's. When you're so far off from a deal, you just know we got to just release you. There's no wasting time of going back and forth. And then at that point, his agent has already talked to 3 or 4 teams. Hey, if he's on the street, what would it look like? Would you be interested? And if so, and then, you know, agents are
have relationships with the general managers. So it's not that I'm good at this stuff. But an agent asks a general manager, okay, well, what's his value in the open market? You know, what's in, you know, who, you know, what are we looking at here? Where's the starting point here? That's what it is. That's what it is. He's a good player. He was a great, you know, he was a really good Denver Bronco, but he was a good Denver Bronco in an era of the worst Denver Broncos, you know, era in 40 years.
Hey, what happens to pigs?
They get fed.
What happens to hogs?
They get slaughtered.
Does that make sense, Alex Becker? Hogs get slaughtered. Pigs get fed. Right? When you're a little pig, we'll feed you. So, and as soon as you're taking
where are you
up
going with this one.
As yeah, soon as you're taking up all one? The feed we got.
Are you saying that
we can't feed hogs?
But
right?
Did you mean he should have came back at a lesser
no,
deal?
No, it just means that the more you're getting fed, I only got so much grain to give these pigs, right? It's about time we got to slaughter this hog. So we stop feeding it all of what we have in our feed
it's
bin.
Pretty
so Sutton's gone?
Listen, money.
Probably trade Judy.
They're hogging the money.
Patrick's probably gone.
Hey, previous PSG, regime, you get Alex.
New wide receiver room altogether?
Previous regime.
It was the most expensive wide receiver room
right.
in the league and yep. got a bunch of sweet top 10 plays. Like Russ and Court got a bunch of sweet top 10 plays. Danny and I were there for one of them right there in the Vikings game. Sweet action. Great work.
We get the NFL.
Unfortunately, yeah. Top 10 plays.
I get the NFL.
Okay. I think this one's kind of simple, too. There's certain Sean Payton believes that, you know, you put a certain amount of money or allocate or commit certain amount of dollars into certain position groups. The Broncos over the past few years have spent tons of money on what? Receivers and like a secondary.
D-backs.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
furthest from the ball, guys.
I just that's definitely not the way I would do it. And that's not the way Sean Payton believes that it should be done either. And that makes a ton of sense. For one, it goes to I saw someone's mock. Change gears here, but stay with me.
Go quick.
They had the Broncos at 12 drafting a tight end.
Bowers.
Okay, right?
Bowers.
I just feel like, damn, I can get me a great tight end, develop one, fourth round, fifth round.
I don't know about that.
And you know what? We can do this right now. Who are the – I saved this. I didn't even think about it. I wanted to bring it to the show.
The best tight ends in the league are first-round guys.
Let's talk about it right now. Who are the best tight ends?
George Kittle.
Travis Kelce. Kittle was fifth round.
Okay, fifth round Kittle, second or third round Kelce, bro, Genie. I know you're thinking like Laporta is nice, and he was a first round pick.
Mark Andrews, I'd say, is one of the best.
Mark
tight
Andrews
ends.
Was a first round pick, a late first round pick, right?
Hockenson.
I don't know. Hockenson was first round. He was top 10.
Yeah. So what I think is half the time there's a lot of more certainty in this current era of the NFL. Where if you draft a tight end very, very high, it's for some specific reasons that makeup-wise project to NFL success.
You're very, very
Kelce
high.
Was
thank
third
you.
Round.
But wow. there's no freaking way, bro, that I'm drafting a tight end with the 12th overall pick.
I don't think
we're
that's
talking
a smart
drafting
move.
A quarterback.
So
and then real quick, last thing. If there's four quarterbacks going in front of the Broncos and JJ's one of those guys, then that means like three or two elite, like defensive players who could have been third, fourth, fifth, sixth overall pick are pushed down to 12. Potentially the best defensive player in the entire draft could be sitting right there on the front porch for the Broncos to take. You think I'm taking a tight end over that guy? I don't think so.
What about an offensive tackle? What if they release Bowles and a great left tackle's there at 12? They need it. They need a tackle.
I would like you where you're it? Going, and here's my answer first.
Why would they release Bowles, first of all?
You're right.
Money,
because he's a hog. He's hogging the money.
No.
Pigs get fed. Hey, hogs get let go. They got to let the hogs go. He's hogging the money.
Rare guy who will restructure to come back here.
You think so?
Bowles? Absolutely. You draft him high. You pay him. You stick by him when everyone can have it turned on him. He gets right. You pay him top dollar because he rolled the dice on himself. And he paid him top dollar for the last 3 or 4 years. Now he's at this point of the career where he's got to be in his 30s, right? That he will take, because he'll still make good money because he's still valuable. He'll make 8, 9, 10 million instead of 16 or whatever.
What if the third best wide receiver is on the board at your pick?
What third if it's best like, wide receiver?
Maybe second best. If second
hell
best?
No.
Hell no.
Three really good ones.
Dude, there's three really good ones. Yeah. Neighbors is.
And
if Neighbors is on the board,
Washington.
I just don't feel like.
And then Marvin Harrison, obviously.
Can't you grab. There's so many guys in the league. Who was the best? Watch this one. Man, I'm so good. Who was the one of the best surprises of any offensive player who was a rookie last year, who took the league by storm, set a ton of records, and every team passed on him five times? Who's that guy, Alex? Fill in the blank.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Puka Nacua.
Ding. The guy was a fifth-round draft pick. Smashed every rookie record for a receiver, did incredible things, and right off the bat looks like
BYU.
You know, one of the 10 best receivers in the league. You think of, no. The 12th pick? The truth is.
What do you get with it? What are you trying to get?
The reality
What's
is.
What's the best return on that investment?
A quarterback.
Or trade back?
If there is no quarterback there.
You don't got
there,
no picks listen, like later.
It, honestly, truly, say the guy is no quarterback there, just like there's he's gone. The next guy we know will be there in the third round. He's Platt or one of these other guys, right?
Michael Pratt.
Whatever. Yep.
Tulane or something, yep. Right?
Whatever. Exactly. Okay, you sure. Feel me? You feels me?
He'll be there.
Then this after a quarterback at 12 where you're like, oh, shoot, he's there. The Vikings took that receiver. Whatever. Like, whatever it may be. But that's kind of rare, too. Usually you got to go chase and get that quarterback. You got to move up to get him. So for you to say, like, well, at 12, then what? If you have a, if you're in need like the Broncos are, any franchise, if you don't have one, if you're inside what I call a lottery pick, 13 and inside of, you know, like an NBA lottery pick, 13 and in, right? Then I have to take a quarterback.
There's no way
because
that
it's a risk you have to take.
Well, let's say four quarterbacks are gone and two receivers are gone. Would you take that? There's no way.
No, then I take the
There's
best.
No way seven out of the first 12 are receivers
then I trade
and QBs,
back,
are there?
Then I trade back to
with all the positions on the field.
16, and I grab a great defensive player. And then one of my two second-round picks, I draft the receiver who I can't know. I draft the receiver who I can't believe didn't go in the top 20 like we had in our board. It's worked out perfect. We get who we had as the second best defensive player in the draft and the second best receiver in the draft. And then you still have, they don't have a second round pick, right?
Not this year.
Okay. So, you know, that's what they do with their second round pick. So then they're, everyone's kind of high fiving. You still don't have a quarterback, but again,
and
you can't act like it's going to be Kirk Cousins. But at that point, then we are in the Garoppolo discussion.
Well, you'll know by draft day if it's Kirk Cousins.
No. And then it's Pratt. Spencer Pratt.
Michael Pratt.
You know who Spencer Pratt is?
Spencer Rattler.
You know who Spencer Pratt is and Heidi? Spencer and Heidi?
No.
Laguna Hills Beach?
Get out of here.
No.
Orange,
that OC? Spencer Pratt was fire, dog. Oh, doggy dog.
Are you talking about Pacey?
Damn, no, forget it.
Vanderbeek?
But then you know, like, okay, we're rolling with Stidham. Brissett and Pratt, who we draft in the fifth or sixth round. That's what you go with. That's, I mean, like, not me. That's what they would have to. But you're like, well, we got a defensive, you know, cornerstone. We got a day one starter at receiver who's going to compete and be one of our top three receivers. And that's just with your first and second pick.
This roster sucks.
You need a damn tight end, too.
You see that, man? That's keeping it real. I'm hearing all these guys, your Cecils. Well, my hearing this and that told me this. And I'm just like, brother, that's. I just used a little crimson brown. Okay? A little crimson brown there. There's no right or wrong here. Little trees, what do you do with little trees, Jeff, when you're painting them?
Make them happy.
You make them happy, right?
Happy
and there's no right or wrong. And you can put them anywhere because little trees can pop up anywhere, you know, in nature. So, I don't know. That's just the who. You have to trade up.
To get a quarterback, don't you?
To 7, 8, or 9 to get one of the top four quarterbacks.
What if Drake May slips? Drake May slips.
I don't want Drake May.
Why not?
What if the Raiders trade up, who are right behind you?
I hope they take Drake May.
Months ago, you said Drake was one of the top
two. Yeah, but
now I were reading that Bill Barnwell piece.
Well, We did talk about Drake May a long, long time ago.
So what happened?
He's one of those guys, but he's not for me.
Shoot.
I'd rather have Daniels. I'd rather have JJ. I was getting a good look at JJ. He's built like you would want a guy to look like.
And Drake May's not? Drake May's.
No, no, it's not about the build for him. It's about the quirky. He's got a couple little, it's like mechanical takes a little things. Extra time. That extra time is getting hit and fumble stripped and picked off.
Do you know what else McCarthy's got? He got that riz.
He's rizzed up.
He is so
rizzed up.
They got rizz for days.
And you know what? He looks small in those unis. Whatever the color is or whatever it is, those Wolverine's unis, they don't look as big. Like he was looking like Herbert to me. I saw him sitting down, and then I saw him doing some stuff. I was like, he's rizzed up.
Dream scenario for you is what? Trade up to 4 and get McCarthy?
No. Trade one spot in front, and you give up like a third round pick to do it next year to get, or maybe to 10. You trade a third round pick to get just one or two spots up.
You got
to
get ahead of the Vikings.
To get, that's what I'm saying, to get J.J. McCarthy.
McCartney, it's me, Paul McCartney.
And
little yellow submarine.
He's young. He's a winner. He did something at Michigan, a place where it's extra hard to win. You know, like Eli Manning's New York Football Giants championships, Super Bowls are like almost like worth 1.5 Super Bowls, because to win in a city, in an environment, in a media market, in a place like that where they just chew you up and spit you out is so hard to do. So Eli's are kind of extra special. Same goes for JJ's. That's a Michigan championship that was like one, really an all-time championship. One for the ages, honestly. And he was, you know,
you look
the guy.
Great handing the ball off.
Hey, stop. You listen. It's
they didn't
not,
win the national championship because of J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, he had a lot of big games. And do you know what? They didn't ask Tim to do too much.
He beat Alabama that doesn't times mean, when they beat
that
Penn
doesn't
State.
Mean that he can't. He's can't do it. You know, he can't.
That's fair. His third down numbers were really good. I will say that.
Let's go to break. 303-831-1340 hotline as well as the text line. I'll tell you my perfect situation and scenario, Jeff, on the other side.
Where do you think Russell Wilson falls on ESPN's top 100 free agents?
Not on the list at all.
He's in the top 100.
87.
He's in the top 60.
57.
He's in the top 40.
37.
He's in the top 20.
This is stupid.
19th.
No. There's not. There's. Okay, give me players after him. Three or four players after him.
After him. Chidobe Awuzie.
That's
you ever
corner?
Heard of him?
That's a corner?
Yeah, he played here for the Buffs.
Cheeto?
Cheeto.
Let's go.
I'll take him.
Jonah Williams, offensive tackle for the Bengals.
I'll take him over Russ.
Kenny Moore, cornerback, Colts. DJ Reader, Trent Brown, offensive tackle.
Damn.
Patrick Queen, linebacker.
Ooh, he looked good here.
Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney, Xavier Howard. We're getting through the X names now.
All right, Danny Jeff now to Smiley Sports.
Sing it, girls. Just sing it right now. Baby, I got your money. And 31 is money.
You cut me to the bone. And I don't miss the way that you kissed me. We were never caught in stone.
Kiss the girl.
If I don't listen to the talk of the town, then maybe I can fool myself.
Yeah.
Man, this is all the Broncos fan songs. King of wishful thinking.
We painted that little fun picture there, Alex, where it's kind of like, okay, some would say, what's the worst case situation? All four quarterbacks go in front of the Broncos. You're stuck at 12. You can't find a trade partner. But there's only been one defensive player literally off the board at that point. Okay? Or, okay, right? So
maybe two. There's usually a cornerback,
so
a D tackle, but you might be able to sneak like a Micah Parsons middle linebacker kind of.
You go from 12 to 16 with the thought of we get one. There's two receivers we're absolutely in love with, and they're five picks away, and there's two defensive players that they have rated in the top 10. So they're almost for certain to get one of those players. Plus, moving from 12 to 16 got you a second-round pick in this draft, which you didn't have, okay? So then, you said Michael Penix? No, at that point, you don't take the quarterback that everybody in the whole league passed on and reach in the second round, because those second round quarterbacks are really fourth or third round quarterbacks, like fourth round quarterbacks, really honestly, because if they were, had that skill set and, really projected to be NFL quarterbacks and not projects, then they would go in the first round. Someone would make, they'd be valuable enough to, for someone to move into the first round late and use, try to, but you know, fifth year of control that you would have on their contract. So I wouldn't do that at all. And get some value there now. Get to Will Levis or Drew Locke, or give me another one of these second round picks that just don't ever kind of seem to work out. I wouldn't do
Locke
that.
Was my first thought.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I like stockpiling some picks.
Well, it's not stockpiling picks. You're just taking the best player. And the quarterback isn't the best player at that point, even if you desperately talk yourself into it. And, like, your fan base is like, yeah, we got the quarterback who everyone, should be a first-round pick. No. There's a reason that literally every team passed on him. And then at the end of the draft, first round and beginning of the second round, there's always two or three teams that want to trade out of there for value. So if if that didn't happen and someone else didn't go swoop in for like Lamar Jackson, like they did, you're right? Last pick of the first round, Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
That's where Penix
is worth
going.
It. Let's do it. Okay. Well, then again, unless he's that guy, then that's a whole nother kind of story. But that situation is rare. Do you know who else is around there too?
If
Aaron Rodgers was right around there too. Oh, bad attitude. We look back and, all his relationships didn't end well with the girlfriends. He don't talk to these family members and, the teammates. He was kind of thought he was a jerk and that kind of stuff. That'll rub everybody the wrong way until people are just like, the film, though, he's different. We have to. And rightfully so.
Who's the quarterback in this year's draft that's quote unquote different and number one overall?
Caleb Williams.
You got it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, and the Bears, they've thought it over, and the picks mean more to them right now. They're going to go with Fields.
We don't know that yet.
This is a hypothetical. This is a hypothetical I'm giving you, so don't even overthink it.
Okay.
Are you all in? Would you ever be all in on a Caleb Williams, just knowing that you're going to get him for 5 years on a cheap deal? You just got...
Like if I had to give up a whole draft class to get him type of
you'd
stuff?
You'd have to give up whatever the Panthers gave up last year. The Panthers gave up DJ Moore, we'll call that Jerry Jeudy.
They gave up 2 1s. Listen, they
2 1s and
they went from 9-1. Hold on a sec here. I got some research I did here about a week ago.
This
just kind of went away here.
Bears received the DJ Moore.
Okay.
The
two first round picks.
2023rd first round, which was 9 overall. So they came up from 9.
9. Not 3 or 4.
Yep. And not 20, right? But right in where you are.
Yes.
And right in where the Vikings are.
Yes, this is
in
the deal.
In that 10, 11, 12
this
range.
This is the starting point of any
2023 second round pick. You don't have one of those per se, but you have a second round pick next year, I guess you could give up.
Yeah.
Because that was their last year's second round pick. And then 2024 first round pick, so next year's. And then the year.
Reasonable.
And then the year following, 2025 second round pick. And
that sounded like a lot of words. They gave up two first-round picks,
which, by the way,
two
second-round
picks, and DJ Moore. But DJ Moore was looked at as like another first-round pick in value to the Bears.
A Jerry Jeudy.
So no, not at all.
No, my point is he was a first-round talent at wide receiver. I mean,
do we have one player like that that's not Justin's Patrick Surtain?
It's PS2. Oh no, you don't. You don't have a second.
Do we have one player like that? The player we're like, yeah, we'll take that player as a first-round pick. two other first round picks, 12, and your first round next year, essentially could be the first round.
Courtland.
And then,
not other than Surtain.
We don't. There's not one guy worth a damn.
No.
Mims?
No.
That's close.
No. Mims probably has a value of a third round pick.
Mims had a chance.
Third round pick.
If Nix is there at 12, I would take him. I would.
No, please.
He's a Sean Payton guy.
No,
I would.
No. He's got Mac Jones written all over.
He's got better arm than Mac Jones.
Let's go out to the hotline and get our guy an absolute mayhem icon. It's Juan. Hey, Juan.
What's up, character?
What's up, Playboy?
How you doing?
Pretty good. What's up?
I just called to say, so is everybody all sad now, or was that what you're saying?
I think a lot of people are. I mean, I respect the guy. He played really hard for us. He made the Broncos look good, drafting him in the second round at Boston College. He was a great leader and a good man. He was a good man, you know. Yeah, but it just comes a time. 8 years is a lifetime. That, you know, is a whole career. There's no shame in that. 8 years is like 25, and the NFL's like 25 or 30 years of marriage. If you get divorced after 25 or 30 years of marriage, is that a great failure or is that like of great success? I mean, shoot, what are we looking at? We're talking about here, you know?
I don't know. But who do you think? I hope that we get that Green. That linebacker's going to tear it up, I think.
Queen?
Yeah, from Baltimore, right?
Yeah, Patrick. Oh, he's a good player.
Yeah.
Lightning McQueen.
You're a character, dude.
Would you give up a lot to go get a quarterback right number one, get first pick in the draft? And by a lot, it didn't seem like that much.
Would you give all your other picks, Juan? That's a good question. A guy like you, who's, you know.
No, I want to give up. They did this one scenario where they said that trade Patrick Surtain for, like, the number three or something. And next year's number one or something like that.
Keep going.
I just don't understand why you want to trade them all that way. If we can't get a quarterback, let's don't keep wasting all the stuff that we don't have already. We already wasted it on.
You don't have is money.
I got a situation here. Hey,
you don't got no food to feed them hogs.
We got to go on, but we appreciate you, Player Boy.
I said we just suck it up, though.
Okay. Late. Set up a break here.
What?
But we have the break to think. What were you going to say?
I was going to say my guy Juan. I know he doesn't need like a hair place, right? His hair's got that
beautiful
flow.
Hair. But everyone needs a teeth place.
Everyone needs a guy to get those chompers in
line. Yeah, you got a teeth guy?
I got a Smile High guy. He's the official dentist of Smiling in the Mile High. It's the Denver Dentist and Implant Center, Dr. Kenny Burson. 303-731-2005. It's on East 17th Avenue right there by East High School. Man, that place is high tech. TV's on the ceiling. Gives you that good feeling. That's the Denver Dentists, plural Diaz, thedenverdentist.com.
Here's something to think about on the break. They value Patrick Surtain as a high number one. The Bears. Okay? So they will take this year's Surtain, this year's one, next year's one, a second and a third.
And you get Caleb Williams. I saw him throw six touchdowns in Boulder.
Of course. Yeah.
That's
of course.
Listen. Well, who loses that pick? I mean, who loses that trade?
Nobody.
Well, they got a quarterback.
If Caleb Williams ends up being the truth, well, then they look at it like they're great losers. But if Caleb Williams kind of doesn't want to play for them and they kind of are liking Justin Fields, we got to hope that that's enough.
Dude, the Bears almost got eight.
The whole draft is waiting on the Bears. The entire league is waiting on what the Bears are going to do here, so then everything else can kind of fall into place.
The cool thing about the Bears is that
they... do that.
This is Carolina's pick. This isn't even their pick. They didn't have that bad of a year. They're not in dire straits. They're not in number one pick.
Play some dire straits on the way back.
Turmoil, yeah.
Right.
Sultan's a swing.
Money for nothing.
It's Mile High Sports.
Danny, Nate's going to need you to step into his office.
Just some of my dire straits stuff.
Yeah. Justin Simmons isn't the only one getting fired today. Lundy's like, Mark Knopfler's one of the top five guitarists in the history of the world.
I was like,
and yeah. You might be right.
I was like, yeah, you guys keep saying that. Who is she?
Dude, my walk-up song, for baseball, speaking of the Sandlot, would be Money for Nothing, Chicks for Free. Also another great Dire Straits song. Sultan's a Swing. Romeo and Juliet.
I love Struck Romeo.
I love that.
See the streets of
that Serenity. Is a great one. What movie is that from?
Laying Everybody Low.
Struck Romeo.
I know what it is. I got it.
Hold on. No, I got it. Can't hardly wait. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That soundtrack is fire.
That soundtrack is.
We should do a whole show on that soundtrack. They got everything. They got Run DMC on there. They got others and stuff.
And stuff.
Did you say we had another caller text?
We had a couple texts here, just real quick. Nick Archuleta says, appreciate the shout out, Coach G.
Yeah, my man.
All right. And then Santino goes, Simmons to Miami. Thinks the Dolphins might swoop in there.
Hey, any update on our mail that was sent to us by Santino?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
Manilo's looking a little portly lately. I think he's been pounding Baconators off of my dime.
Bro, this soundtrack is...
Oh, my gosh.
Game 7.
Can't Hardly Wait soundtrack starts with Third Eye Blind Graduate. Oh! Then we got High by Feeder. You know that one? I'm going out with my friends. Wait, I'm going so I can get high with my friends. You know that one?
Your boy Smash Mouth, Can't Get Enough of You Baby, and Damn It by Blink-182.
Can't Hardly Wait. I messed something up. Go back.
Fat!
Just go right back.
These are the songs right here. Can't Hardly Wait songs are all up here.
Damn.
Is that stick getting in the way? Down there, there was like a...
This is it.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Two things real quick.
Yeah.
Cat, torn meniscus.
Hey.
Oh, not good. Not good for the T-Wolves.
Ooh.
And Nuggets, Celtics.
They'll be better without them.
Tonight.
Don't say you didn't hear it here first, but the Timberwolves actually might be better without Karl Anthony. We said that.
Second best player?
Eh, no.
Nuggets lose Jamal Murray, would they be better?
That's not apples and oranges, brother.
Okay.
He's not their second best player.
One's an all-star, one's not.
Gobert's their second best player.
Karl Anthony.
I would disagree. All right, Nuggets Celtics tonight. Who's going to win?
Give me the Nuggets.
The Nuggets by 2.
Yeah, I don't believe
Let's
you.
Go.
You think Nuggets?
Yeah.
I think for Alex and Jeff.
They don't lose 2 in a row at home.
I am Danny Williams. We appreciate you guys and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
Can't hardly wait.
Good night. Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
All right, now, whatever. Go aside. Bye, Sheila. See you, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
I don't know if you heard me.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me because I pulled up in my other bins. Last week, I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, could we?